morning, dear listeners. So today we come to the chapters on home toxicology from my book Cures Without Side Effects. So this is the base of what is known low dose medicine, which will be discussed in the next podcast, and is also which is also the subject of my book Low Dose Medicine. So basically, home toxicology uses complex or combination of homeopathic remedies in a wide range of indication, and it is mainly prescribed in order to stimulate the body's own defense systems and to unblock damaged enzyme systems by working on the three main aspects of detoxification, immune modulation, organ support. So it was developed by the German physician Henrike Reckeweg, which developed home toxicology as an integrative view of allopathic medicine and homeopathy. And the methodology of homotoxicology differs from conventional medicine, that illness is seen as much as more like the presence of much more than a clinical symptoms. So the illness is seen as the signal that our system is giving to ourselves, that we need to detoxify. We need to support our organs, and we need to basically support the immune system. So homotoxicology uses combination or complex remedies, and in which the individual constituents complement each other in the same way that like instruments complement each other in an orchestra. So in fact, in some of these remedies, they use the word homochord. So basically, there is a lot to say about homotoxicology, but we're not going into much details. There is a six-phase table of homotoxicosis, which is which also explains the six different progress of the disease, in which the defense system of the body becomes incapable of responding to homotoxins, the toxins which accumulate in our system, so this is one aspect which should be basically studied. In my book there are all the details of the table of homotoxicosis, which apply the Herring law of healing, which states that healing progresses from the external to the internal, or from deeper parts to the organism, and the symptoms appear and disappear in the reverse of the original chronological order of appearance when we detoxify and drain the system and give support to the immune system. Basically, the detoxification and drainage aspect says that any agent, physical, chemical, microbial, that modifies or damages a balanced biological system can be considered toxins, and there are different kind of toxins, external toxins, pollution, chemicals, food, then internal or endogenous toxins produced by the cell metabolism, and then of course there are pharmaceutical toxins and toxins from basically from mainly from certain kind of food. So basically, we can say that the ability to detoxify and eliminate toxins is equivalent to the maintenance of health in an organism, and this is done in homotoxicology with the use of different, basically different substances in homeopathic form. The first pillar is detoxification and drainage. Then we have the energy metabolism support and the citric acid cycle catalysts in homotoxicology. And we have different catalysts which support the cell metabolism. Then we have the kinons, which possess special ability to compose an reversible oxidation reduction cycle. They neutralize oxygen radicals and improve the cellular respiration. The nozodes are basically disease-triggering agents whose toxicity has been eliminated through the homeopathic processing, and but whose information fully attains the recognition mechanism, and enables corresponding stimulation, which promotes healing. Now, this we are in the realm of homeopathic procedure, and of course, all these substances have this type of preparation. And so this concludes the podcast on homotoxicology. Much more information can be found in the book. We are going to talk more about immune support in when we speak about low-dose medicine, because there we actually enter. Homotoxicology and low-dose medicines are very much related. We could say homotoxicology is the base of low-dose medicine. Low-dose medicine adds something extra, which is the use of cytokines, interleukins, hormones, and neuropeptides prepared in with the same homeopathic processing. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that into the next podcast. So thank you for listening, and that's all for now.